to the AIP podcast, where innovation meets expertise in the world of enterprise technology. I'm Anne Cheng, your host, CEO of Supercharge Lab, and I am delighted to have Carlos Cho joining us today. As an accomplished executive with a stellar track record of delivering shareholder value, driving sustainable growth, and prioritizing customer satisfaction, Carlos has led the way as the president of Business Operation Technologies, or BOT. A little bit about BOT, the company brings together a team of seasoned experts specializing in advisory and implementation services for industrialized solutions. Behind each groundbreaking solution lies a product R&D team composed of exceptional talents from former Fortune 500 software development teams, complemented with a delivery team that has 90% that 90% of which has a background in the big five consulting firms, boasting a remarkable track record of serving clients globally. From banks in Japan and Singapore to automobile manufacturers in Germany, government agencies in Australia, and insurance companies in England, Carlos Cho's BOT has satisfied clients in key industries from all over the world. So join us as we uncover his secrets to success and explore the dynamic landscape of modern business. Welcome aboard, Carlos.
Thank you very much, Anne. And thank you for that very glorious introduction. I appreciate Anne and AIP for having me on your podcast this morning.
That's amazing, Carlos. So stoked to have you on our show today. Tell us a little bit about your career and what inspired the founding of BOT, and what sets it apart from all the other companies in this industry?
Thank you again, Anne. Yes, I have been very fortunate to be at and learn from information stalwarts in the IT industry, such as IBM, HP, Oracle, and SAP. But I similarly witnessed right up front row seat, with SaaS, software application as a service, SaaS startups, such as C3, not startups anymore, how I timed myself there, and Workday, right? How they have incorporated, adapted artificial intelligence or AI into delivering customer value as well as that realization, right? And the speed of execution on that. As you mentioned, we have been fortunate to bring back together a band of associates and respected stalwarts from all these great startups, as well as I mentioned Big Five Consulting in delivering, understanding that, and leveraging what we have learned over the last few decades in experience and adapting what we see as value delivery, right? How we take a functional need and apply artificial intelligence, which we still believe is still growing, right? We see that in a number of technologies that I'll touch on a little later, and how we can deliver value immediately, right? That makes impactful changes to their businesses.
That's amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about the BOT solutions that you offer? Particularly, you mentioned how you can help startups and SaaS companies with their work, particularly with the enterprise level clients.
Yes, thank you. BOT has quickly assembled a set of what Gartner references as packaged business capabilities, right? Swim lanes, if you will, right? And embed leveraging artificial intelligence or AI, such as generative pre-trained transformer, that's a tongue twister, GPT is much easier, and cognitive AI capabilities such as natural language processing or NLP, all the while embedding traditional tools such as robotic process automation or RPA, and process mining, such as data flow visualization natively into our tool, right? So you mentioned how we have done that. So we started just by engaging some of these large clients a little over 3 years ago, right? And working what we knew in their data centers and their business environments when we know that the world's changing. It's changing very, very rapidly, right? And traditionally, when a board mandates a change in business direction or strategy, IT generally is playing catch up. The CEO then brings in the CFO and the CIO and says, "We need to change our distribution model from A to Z, right, overnight. How quickly can you do it?" And the answer generally, given that the CIO is so overburdened with just 80% of the budget keeping the lights on, is very, very difficult. These have been year-long projects. So we came in and said, how can we help the organization as well as the CIO very rapidly make some of these adaptations much quicker at the speed of change, as we call it, big words and big promises, right? So we started there, and it, all the while we've been able to assemble a number of these package capabilities at, by leveraging newer technologies like AI, NLP, GPT, RPA, and others that I mentioned earlier, right? It's like a vegetable soup there, but alphabet soup there. But we've been able to natively build that in into our tool set so that we can often deliver, as you mentioned, right, for startups as well as for giants. We're able to deliver a minimum viable product or a proof of concept, an actual full stack proof of concept within days, right? From design and requirements analysis that you generally is described in weeks and months into hours and days, literally. Sorry for that long-winded answer, but I wanted to make sure that I gave you the whole breadth of it.
That's amazing. And no, that's a great overview of your solution. Let's move into the other big word, which has been like everywhere these days. It's called sustainability. And sustainability has become such a massive subject in enterprise and large corporate spaces of late. Why do you think this is the case? And really, how do startups help enterprise with their efforts in sustainability?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's very, very important, right? We all want to leave this world a better place for our next generations, right? And life much better. In my humble opinion, sustainability begins with awareness, right? How do you know where you're going to go unless you know where you're at right now? And I know that there's a number of initiatives worldwide, and I won't touch on those because I'm sure I'll fumble them. But we talk about carbon footprint. We talk about the adaptation of from fossil fuel to new energy sources such as solar, electric, hydrogen, et cetera, right? And how do we help these companies navigate this labyrinth while at the same time servicing their shareholders? Because at the end of the day, it has to be still sustainable from business perspective. Sustainability for the environment has to serve both. It cannot just be for the green. We've seen many, many industries or startups kind of flutter a little bit because it really did it at all costs and at funding from the government. So we are still learning. I wouldn't say that we know exactly how to do. We can certainly help our clients measure very, very cleanly as we help them with the process as this is described. And in so doing, we're very privileged to be working with one of the world's largest new energy innovators and manufacturers in the world. In fact, we're partnering with this client to help them accelerate, right, this move away, not themselves, but the world, to move away from fossil fuels, right, gasoline and carbon footprint, into a much more sustainable, neutral state deployment sustainability applications. And we've been working with them for a few months, and we're learning as well. And we're now starting to adapt those within our solution, within the BLT solution, so that we can then provide those to all of our existing clients and new clients, whether it be startups all the way to Fortune 500s worldwide. Hopefully that answers your question, Anne.
It's very inspiring how you've managed to attract such exceptional talents from former Fortune 500 software development teams and into your product R&D team. And in addition to how over 90% of your delivery team has a background in the big five consulting firms. What's your secret sauce? What are some key characteristics or skills that you look for when assembling your team? And how do you ensure such a strong cultural fit within your company?
Thank you, Anne. Again, very humbled. We believe in empowering our, we call BO teammates, right? To dream and dream big, like all the rest of us here that have been around the block a few times and still have the energy and also the motivation and the drive, right? And we partner with every one of them on this journey to aid our clients, right? We see the results, especially in the companies that I mentioned in the past. Fortunately, unfortunately, we learned the hard way, you know, in selling software. I remember selling software a long, long time ago and selling hardware and making promises that, you know, delivery times were in not just sometimes years, but sometimes even decade, right? And now being able to see that actualize within days and weeks is just very satisfying, just as a human being, right? This transformation of leveraging AI also helps a lot that we all work with each other. Many of us, in fact, almost all of us have known each other, and really like-minded people attract like-minded people and like to join this journey. So it does help that we liked each other in the past, right? We're also very proud of what we're doing, and we continue to remind our team of that every single day that we show up and bring this, so to speak, right? And so I think that helps, and that gets the word out. And it's really been, we've been fortunate so far, and knock on wood, I realize that this is an ever-changing landscape, and the competition is always lurking in over the horizon. But we stay humble. We keep to our basic vision and what we are delivering. And we're able to see the delivery results very, very quickly, which helps a lot as well. I believe that's the combination of the reason, and it's luck, I guess, for lack of a better term.
That's amazing. Looking ahead, really, what are your strategies to continue attracting such amazing top talent and maintaining the performance, the high-performing team at BOT?
Yeah. So we, as I mentioned briefly earlier, our model treats many of our managers and general managers as partners, right? And much more conducive to having them own a piece of the rock, if you will, right? So I believe that makes an impact. But again, as we continue to grow, one of the biggest challenges that we face amongst others, right, in this space, in the AI space, is attracting qualified and top talent and retaining them, of course, right? And so we will continue to learn, partner with our BO teammates, if you will, right, and continue to learn more and drive that forward. But for certain, one of the things that will be very, very important as we continue to grow is bring more investors in, bring more methods in of how we can reward, right? We've seen some of the giants in the space, a trillion-dollar club, how they've, untraditionally rewarded, right, people that have been around the company for a long time. And we believe that, and we see eye to eye in that fashion as well.
That's amazing. Our episode today is coming to a close, and I really wanted to thank you, Carlos, for sharing your wealth of experience and valuable insights into the world of enterprise technology and discussing the incredible work being done at BOT. Very grateful for the opportunity to learn from you. And once again, I am the host of the AIP podcast, Anne Cheng, the CEO of Supercharge Lab, always on behalf of the AIP, the AI Partnerships Core, and the AIP podcast. I'm signing off.